This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate side of the NSA story. In the past day or so, Google and Microsoft, Facebook and Twitter have all asked the government to let them be more honest about the data requests that they've gotten from the government. Secret data requests ought to be the line there, because that in itself goes a long way toward explaining where these calls for transparency were before the surveillance program became public. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going today.
So here's the problem. It's quite possible that these companies have been asking for more transparency before now, but
we wouldn't know that. We have no way of knowing that.
That's Ginger McCall with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. We wouldn't know because these companies can't tell us if they've gotten requests under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act or not, let alone whether they've fought such requests. So one reason why they're asking for more transparency is so they can defend themselves. Bruce Schneier is a technologist and author. He says they need defending.
They're trying to convince us to trust them with our data, and at the same time, they have been betraying that trust to the government. And they're in danger of losing a lot of the respect they have from their users.
But Google and Microsoft at least have a history of being, as Microsoft has said, as transparent as legally possible. Kevin Bankston is with the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Google has already done a lot to foster more transparency when it comes to national security requests by being the first to negotiate with the Justice Department to publish statistics about how many secret national security letters they get.
Microsoft has similar transparency reports, and Twitter has routinely fought subpoenas for data. Facebook does not publish transparency reports. Whether these companies' current efforts will push the Justice Department towards more transparency depends, says Michelle Richardson with the ACLU.
It's left to be seen how much capital they're willing to spend on this issue.
But at a minimum, they can at least talk about it a little more openly. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.